As we continue discussing the subject of Chal Vakum, there's not only milk that is included in the halakhas of a Chal Vakum, but there are many dairy ingredients that are also included in our Shaila. Our Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah mentions the ingredient called Nesubeh D'Chalba, which in English is called whey, W-H-E-Y. Whey is when you make cheese. The way you make cheese is you put rennet into the milk and the milk curdles, the milk hardens, but there's liquid left over. And that liquid is called Nesubeh D'Chalba. If we speak about the gzeira of Chol Vakum, based on our Gemara here, in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, it would seem that Nesubeh D'Chalba is more of a concern than any other area of milk. Because, as we learned in our Gemara, the fact that the part of the milk that turned into cheese, on that we could be quite certain, is Chalav Tahar. Because as our Gemara says, only kosher milk, only cow's milk, could, or milk from a kosher animal, could turn into cheese. When we speak about the whey, which is liquid, we don't have any indication that that whey for sure comes from Chalav Tamei, Tahar. And therefore, the Kaf HaChayim takes a very strict, in Siman Kuf Tazvav, Sivkot Nun Beis, takes a very strict approach to Nesubeh D'Chalba. And he says that Nesubeh D'Chalba certainly are very much under the Gzeira of Chalav Akum. On the other hand, the Pri Chodesh says, and this is the Pri Chodesh Lishitase, he says that whenever we have a reason to be certain that this is not Chalav Tamei, we could drink that milk. The same thing he says applies to the Nesubeh D'Chalba. He says, since no one is going to use Chalav Tamei to make cheese, because you can't make cheese from Chalav Tamei, since no one is going to make cheese from Chalav Tamei, therefore, he says, even though when I made the cheese, I'm left with that liquid, with that Nesubeh D'Chalba, my hope was that all of the milk would harden to become cheese. I wasn't interested in the leftover whey. And therefore, the halacha is that not only with that milk that I milked with the intention of making cheese out of it, not be included in the gzeir of Chalav Akum, but even the Nesubeh D'Chalba will be mutter. And Rav Moshe in Yerideya Chela Gimel Simen Yud Zayin takes that approach. But now, as we speak about Nesubeh D'Chalba, we have a different question. One question is, as we have been discussing, when you make cheese, the way cheese is made is by putting rennet into the milk, which causes the milk to coagulate and to become into cheese. So now the question is, what will be the halacha if you use non-kosher rennet to make cheese? What will be the status of the Nesubeh D'Chalba? The Chassam Sofer, in Shaul Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, Yerideya Simen Ayin Tes, quoted by the Pischi Tshuva in Yerideya Kuf Tezayin Sifkot Zayin, says that anything that emanates from something non-kosher is non-kosher. And therefore, since the maimed, the coagulant for this cheese, was non-kosher, even though it's in the cheese, not in the whey, that kol abam mahamodas iser, the Chasam Sofer's opinion is that anything that comes from mahamoda of iser is osel oilam. Rav Ozner, in the Shas Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalet Simen Peivov, says that takes a different approach. He says the hamoda of the rennet in the milk applies to the cheese. It doesn't apply to the whey. And therefore, the halacha is that the whey, even though it's a derivative of cheese that was made with non-kosher rennet, it doesn't make a difference. The whey will be mutter. However, he does add another important point. And that is that even he who says that the whey that comes off non-kosher cheese is mutter, he says there are different ways of separating the whey from the cheese. And if heat is used to separate the whey from the cheese, so if heat is used, so then the tam of the non-kosher cheese goes into the whey. And if the tam of the non-kosher cheese goes into the whey, then the whey becomes usur because of the tam of the non-kosher whey. There's another interesting discussion when we speak about dairy ingredients, and that's the question of milk powder. The way milk powder is produced is you take milk, you put it into an evaporator, which takes out all of the water that's in the milk, and what you have left is just a thick mass, which is just the milk powder of the milk. And then you take this milk, take this mass, and you put it into a spray dryer. And what the spray dryer does is that it turns that syrupy mass into a powder. And now you have milk powder. The Chasam Sofer, and the Shas HaTshuva Chasam Sofer, Chelek Beis Yerideya Simen Kuf Zayin, says that even people, we know, as we've been discussing, the Chasam Sofer has a very strict approach to Chol HaVakum. He says that even people who are very careful with Chol HaVakum seem to have taken a lenient approach in buying from the baker bread that was made with milk powder. And he doesn't understand how could they have done that. So he wants to say that maybe Chazal made only a gzeira on fluid milk. But if you take milk powder, or you take milk and you put it into bread, so it's not fluid milk, and the gzeiras Chazal is only on fluid milk, and therefore these people take a lenient approach. The Chasam Sofer certainly doesn't agree with it, but there are Paiskim that do take this approach, and they say that if the fluid milk is no longer milk, it would completely a new entity, milk powder, then it's not usur. That's the opinion of the Shaul Sechuvas Zakan Aaron, Shaul Sechuvas Tinyonis Simen Mem Dalid, and so too the Har Tzvi and Shaul Sechuvas Har Tzvi Yerideya Simen Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalid, says that you can't compare milk powder to cheese, because by cheese, as we keep on discussing, you can't have cheese made from non-kosher milk, but whereas you could have milk powder made from non-kosher milk, because any liquid could be dried and made into powder. But still, he says, even so, you can't say that it's the same svara as our Gemara tried to apply to cheese. Still, since it's not fluid milk, and the gzeir of Chazal was only on fluid milk, therefore milk powder is not included in the gzeir. And so too is the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tezayin Simen Chav Hei, and the opinion of the Shalos Atshuvos Yaskel Avdi Chelek Hei Yoredei Simen Tes. Rav Avadya Yosef says that a pidin, milk powder, should be mutter, but he says b'di'evid, or for children, we could be mekel. The Chazon Ish, the Shor Mitzvah B'Halacha, the Ber Moshe, the Shevet HaLevi, the Tshuvas Van Hoggis, all take a much stricter approach, and their opinion is that the Isser of Chol of Akum applies to milk powder as well.